large city and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
They look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Good morning, Chester.
I ain't at all sure about that, Mr. Jones.
Sure about what?
But it's a good morning.
Well, it's the only one we're going to get, Chester. Is that fresh coffee?
No, sure can't. That's the batch I boiled up last night.
Oh?
I ain't had time to make no fresh yet.
Why?
Them fellas you locked up last night, Mr. Jones.
Are they causing trouble?
Well, they've been at me ever since I come in here, fussing and complaining.
About what?
They want me to fix them some breakfast. Been carrying on about it like they'd never ate before.
Well, I guess they've never had anything like your cooking before, Chester.
Ain't you going to let them out this morning, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, I guess so. They should be sober enough by now.
Well, then it just don't make a bit of sense for me to go to all the trouble of feeding them, does it?
No, forget it, Chester. I'm going to let them out.
Let me tell you, I got me enough to do around here just redding up the place. Stop feeding a clutch of prisoners that ain't even going to stay on.
All right, Chester. That's enough. You two can come out now.
Don't seem right to turn the body out without no food, Marshal. You know, man could go.
Come on, get out of there and bring your friend with you.
He ain't feeling good, Marshal. Looks like his strength was sapped. Now, we was to have some breakfast.
Look, you weren't worried about food last night when you rode your horses under the Long Branch, and I'm not going to worry about it now. Go on, get out of here.
Seems like we could have some coffee anyway.
I said get out.
Come on.
See what I mean? You think we was running a boarding house around here.
Yeah.
You should have just left them laying there in the saloon last night to get pumped on.
You better get the cell cleaned up, Chester.
And that's another thing, Mr. Dillon. It just don't seem right for them drunks to be able to make the fearful mess they do and have somebody to have to clean up after.
Go on, Chester. Get it over with.
Yes, sir. I'll do it all right, but I ain't gonna like it.
Mr. Well, I don't like hearing you complain about it either.
Hello, Matt. Chester.
Now, how about that?
Slow down. Oh, something the matter with you two?
Well, Chester doesn't like the way the marshal's office is being run, that's all.
Well, neither do I. I was coming in to tell you about it.
Oh? All right, Doc, what's on your mind?
Some drunken drover jumped into my buggy last night out in front of the office and raced it down the street.
Well, did he bring it back?
He couldn't. He turned it over going around the corner.
You know who it was?
No idea. Well, it was disappeared into the nearest saloon.
I'm sorry, Doc, but it doesn't look like I can do anything for you.
Well, why not?
Well, in the first place, there was no harm done.
My buggy was stolen.
You got it back, didn't you? For heaven's sake, stop being such an old maid.
Oh, wait. Now, look here, Matt.
What do you want me to do? Sit around watching your buggy?
No, Matt. No, of course not. But there ought to be a better way of keeping the town in line.
Well, maybe we could pass a law saying that drovers can't drive buggies, huh?
I don't think that's terribly funny, Matt. All I'm saying is there must be something you can do.
Look, Doc, I've had fevers and ague that you haven't cured.
But at least when you come into my office, I try to help. And that's more than I can say for your office.
Well, you better stick to your pills.
I intend to. I certainly intend to. I won't be wasting any more time around here. You can be sure of that.
I'm sorry, Gilby.
I didn't mean to run you down.
Sure is all.
Oh, you're looking for the marshal?
Yes.
Go right on in for all the good it'll do you. But I'm getting out.
Well, doctor seemed a little upset.
Yeah, well, Doc gets that way sometimes. What can I do for you, Gilby?
Truth is, Marshal, I've come to register a complaint.
Well, you're going to have to stand in line.
How's that?
Oh, never mind. What's your problem?
Oh, well, Marshal, those chairs, you know, those chairs I have sitting along in front of the hotel along the boardwalk there?
Yeah.
Well, you know, people keep sitting in them.
Well, I guess I don't understand.
Well, what I mean is those chairs are put there for my hotel guests, and the town loafers have taken over. Never any room for my guests.
Have any of your guests complained to you?
No.
Well, how do you know that they'd want to use them?
Well, I know. I just know, that's all.
I see. Now, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, Marshal, Dodge House has a reputation to uphold. And it isn't helping any. Every lazy, good-for-nothing in Dodge spends the day whittling or sleeping right at the front door. I want you to tell those men they can't do that anymore.
You asking me to be a doorman, Mr. Dobie?
Well, no, of course not.
Well, I have two suggestions for you, Mr. Dobie. Either tell the loafers you speak of to move along or you take away the chairs. Now, I can't see that that's too much of a problem. Besides, I've never seen one guest at the Dodge House sit on that boardwalk in all the years that I've been here.
Marshal.
You go on, Dobie, because you've got a hotel to run, and you better tend to it. And I wouldn't be too hard on those loafers you speak of, because most of them are men who beat this town.
All right, Marshal, all right. I'm frank to say I'm disappointed in the Marshal's office. Good day.
I'm beginning to get pretty disappointed in it myself. Where's my... Chester!
Yes, sir?
What happened to my hat?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean, yes, sir?
I was afraid you was going to ask that.
What does that mean?
Yes, sir. See, I was toting in a bucket of water to mop up with this morning, and just as I come in the door, one of them cussed prisoners hollered something at me, and when I turned around and yelled back, I knocked her hat right off in the peg there, and the water slopped all over.
Well, if you're that bad off, you better get Doc to give you some of that nerve tonic he saves for old women. Now, where did you put it?
The bucket?
Where did you put my hat, Chester?
Yes, sir. I was trying to dry it out over the stove.
Oh, come on, Chester, come on.
I just got it a little bit too close. Burned the top clean out of it, Mr. Jones, so I just kind of throwed it out.
You threw it out?
Wasn't nothing left but the brand, Mr. Jones, and you know you'd look kind of foolish just going around in that. The brand.
All right, Chester.
Where are you going, Mr.
I am going to the store, Chester, to get myself a new hat so that I won't look so foolish, if that's possible.
Marshal Dillon?
Hello, Miss Bagley.
No, I was going to call on you at your office later today, but now I won't have to, will I? Meeting you in the store this way.
No, ma'am, I guess not.
You know, Marshal, several of the town ladies have been meeting at our home from time to time to discuss matters affecting our community.
Uh-huh.
And frankly, Marshal, we've been disturbed about the way things have been going on in Dodge.
Oh? Is that so?
Yes, Marshal. I was talking to the ladies about it last night. Bottles all over the street and noise and shootings every time the Texas herds come in.
Uh-huh.
And we ladies feel that perhaps the law might keep things just a little better under control.
Well, I tell you something, Miss Bagley.
Excuse me. There's Mr. Bagley. He's come to take me home in the buggy. I guess I'll have to come to your office after all, Marshal.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
All right, Marshal, I can take care of you now.
I want a hat, Jonas.
A hat? I just sold you one month or two ago.
I want another one.
Well, sure. See what I got out back.
The same kind will do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a look at that new Sharp's rifle that just came in today.
old sheep herder, you.
Oh,
how are you?
Dylan.
When'd you get into town?
I just rolled in.
I got the dry throat and cancer. Well, we better fix that up. Jonas!
Yes, I've almost found him, Marshal.
No hurry. I'll be back later. Come on, Luke. I'll buy the food.
I won't give you an argument.
Well, how long are you here for?
Just a day this time. I got my eye on the far west. This part of the country isn't going to make anybody rich. I just figure it's time to move on. You know, that might not be a bad idea for you, too, come to think of it.
Yeah, you may be right, Luke. You may be right. Sound like a fortune's just lying there waiting for us.
Well, it is, Matt. I tell you, it is. But now that the railroad is joined up, there's just no telling what a man could do for himself out there.
I know, but a lot of gold rushers came back with holes in their britches.
Sure they did, Matt, but this is different. Things are starting up now that'll last. Well, you know, you could set yourself up your own town.
You're aiming pretty high, aren't you, Luke?
Sure, I'm aiming high, Matt, and you should, too. What do you figure you'll ever get out of Dodge?
Nothing more than I can carry.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You're eating dust and dodging bullets and chasing every penny ante bad man on the prairie, isn't that right?
That's about it.
You're frying in the summer and freezing in the winter. Nursemaid in a town that doesn't even thank you for it.
You know, you always were one to talk up a storm, Luke.
I'm talking sense, Matt. I'm right, and you know it. Well, you can stay on here and spend your life for this town and get no thanks for it. Now, isn't that so?
I don't get paid in thanks.
Or much else, either. Well, I'm on my way, Matt. Got to collect some money from a fella up country, but you think it over. I'll be back.
You coming through Dodge?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm coming through in a few days, heading west. You got any sense, you come with me. Think it over, Matt.
Yeah. I will think it over. So long, Luke.
I'll be back, Matt. You be ready.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a long time since I've seen you take a drink before noon.
Oh, hello, Kitty.
You going to ask me to sit down?
Oh, sure, sit down.
That fellow, an old friend of yours?
Huh? What?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, if I'm bothering.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Kitty. I was thinking. What did you say?
It's kind of early to be wool gathering. I'd just ask you if that fellow was an old friend.
Yeah, Luke Gilmore. I know him in Texas.
Oh, you're making some plans with him?
I don't know yet, Kitty. But it just might be.
Here, Glenn, Miss Jones. I'm awful sorry I let it run out of coral oil, but it's refilled right up the top. And I trimmed down the wick a little dab, too.
Thanks, Chester. Just set it down.
Anything else I can get you, Mr. Dillon? Nice cup of coffee?
No, thanks, Chester. I can turn in.
Maybe a fresh pail of water? I'd go fetch it from the well.
No, you just brought one, didn't you?
Oh. Yes, well, then I'll just see if this window's open nice and wide.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Chester. Will you stop fussing around like a mother hen? What's the matter with you?
Well, I ain't nothing really the matter. I just got to come right out with it, Mr. Dillon.
Come out with what?
Everybody's talking about how you're as out here as a bull in a thorn thicket these last few days. Miss Kitty and Doc and me was wondering if maybe there's anything wrong.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind, Chester. It's not important enough. Why don't you get on out of here and let me get some sleep, huh?
All right, Mr. Dillon.
Yes, sir.
Good night, Chester.
Good night, Mr. Dillon.
Darn fool.
Marshal?
What? Well, hello, Long Robe. How did you get here?
Door not locked.
Oh, won't you sit down?
No. Want Marshal come.
Come? Come where?
Long Robe show.
Well, all right, Long Robe, in the morning.
No, wait.
You mean you want me to ride out with you now?
No.
What's the matter?
Be much shooting if guns come.
Guns? What guns?
White men selling guns. Bring in morning to Indians. Long Robe want to stop. You come.
All right, Long Robe. I'll come.
Trees by river.
Yeah, I see them.
We stop there.
That's where the wagon will be coming?
Wagon cross river there. Yeah, we wait.
Okay, Long Robe. Tell me something, Long Robe. Why didn't you go to the Army at Fort Dodge about this? Why did you come to me?
No one soldiers.
Well, they'd have gotten the gun runners for you.
Soldiers not know.
What do you mean they don't know? This is their business.
Soldiers not know Indians. Soldiers come, soldiers go away. Soldier not man of planes.
Well, what's that got to do with stopping some gun runners?
Soldier stop gun runners. But soldier go get Indian, too. Punish Indian. Start more trouble.
You don't think the Indians should be punished?
Long Robe punish Indian. Keep trouble in tribe. No shooting.
Yeah, I guess you will at that.
Indian need help from white man. But white man must know Indian.
Well, lots of white men know Indians. I'm not the only one.
To Long Robe and his people, Marshall the only one. Marshall is friend. We watch now for wagon. Marshal, wagon comes.
Yeah, I've been watching it.
Long Robe, stand with Marshal.
No, you stay here, out of sight.
Long Robe, stand with friend.
I don't want you hurt in any shooting.
Not afraid.
You brought me out here because you thought I could handle this, didn't you? Because you didn't want trouble for your tribe? There'd be plenty of trouble if you were shot, Long Robe. Every Indian on these plains would fight if their chief was killed.
Marshal talks true.
All right, then. You stay down. I'll go out there now, and I'll tell you when to come.
For no more. Or it'd be too many.
I don't want to ride. I want to look in your wagon.
Now, mister, I'm not sure I'd take kindly to that.
I'm the marshal out of Dodge. I want to know what you're carrying.
I tell you, Marshal, you see what I'm carrying right there. Won't take much to make it go off.
Yeah. And that gun's a sample of the wagon load you're taking to the Indians.
Well, now, Marshal, that's mighty interesting talk. How you come to know about that?
Let's just say I got friends.
Let's just say you're going to need them.
shoot him, Jack.
You stand to be in enough trouble running guns to the Indians without shooting a U.S. Marshal.
Oh, ain't nobody gonna find you to know about it, Marshal. Don't you worry none at all.
Come down out of that wagon.
Jack, you take another look, Marshal. There are three of us. We got guns to ram straight down your throat.
There wouldn't be three of you when it was over.
You can't take us all three.
Maybe not. But I can take the first one to start anything, so go ahead and try it.
Oh, he's bluffing, Jack.
You can sure find out in a hurry. Now, come on. You make your play or you come down off that wagon.
No man wear a tin badge can face me down.
All right, who's next?
You killed him. You killed Jack.
Now, is either one of you two feeling brave? And you drop your guns and you get down off that wagon right now. Now stand right there. Long robe.
Marshal?
Tie him up for me, will you? There's a rope under the wagon seat. I'll put this man in the back. Get those two tied. You can drive the wagon back to town. I'll ride alongside. You can pull up now, Long Robe. I'll take over here. We're just about in.
Oh, oh, oh.
Better if you weren't seen around here. You might have to answer a lot of questions.
Questions bring trouble.
They can if people don't understand the answers.
Marshall understands answers.
Well, some of them anyway.
Marshall understands answers about Indians. Marshall knows the ways of the plains.
Well, I've been out here for a long time. I should have learned something.
All white men do not learn.
Maybe not.
It is good for Indian to have Marshall learn.
I guess so.
It is good for white man, too.
Well...
It is good for man to live among people he understands, where there is need. Long Robe, go now.
All right, Long Robe. Will your people be moving on soon?
At the next full moon.
Oh, good hunting.
When the next north wind blows, my people come back. Long Robe come to smoke pipe with Marshall.
All right, Long Robe. I'll be here. It is good for a man to live among people. He understands.
William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by Marion Clark, with editorial supervision by John Meston. Featured in the cast were Virginia Christine, Richard Perkins, Ralph Moody, Lawrence Dobkin, and Joseph Kern. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.